Eureka Springs is home to many artists and musicians. Main and Spring Streets are home to dozens of art galleries and stages for artists to showcase their trades, including the balcony of Basin Park Hotel. That's where singer and songwriter Catherine Reed has been playing for close to 20 years. Reed also has a venue home at the Crescent Hotel and entertains at festivals and events, including this weekend's Ozark Mountain Music Festival at the Basin Park Hotel. She moved to Eureka Springs in 1995, built two houses there, moved to Colorado in 2010, only to return in 2013, just before Osmo Moo started in January of 2014. This is her first year to play the indoor indie music festival, and she'll play twice, once Saturday and once Sunday. While her albums and performances include many crowd-pleasing cover songs, Reed does play some original tunes, including See the Light, which she recently performed inside the studio of Ozarks at Large's Christina Karnatz.
It's hard to hold on to yourself these days. So many distractions every which way. So little time upon us to do what we must. The world's so much bigger, and who do you trust? Well, I love the country, I know this is true.
You've been at it a long time, music.
I have been practicing.
Yeah. When did you write that? Is it a recent?
Actually, no. That was written back in early 2000s, I think. And it was an attempt at looking at how to forgive everything, because that's part of my study is like, okay, it's not everybody else that needs to change. It's my thinking. So I was looking at that, and I came up with that song. Just some examples of how I get stumbled out, or I stumble in life, you know, going to town or seeing things on the street that I find I have a judgment about or something, and just trying to note that and get past it.
Well, and it did, and it reminded me of yoga, you know, because you end every yoga class by saying namaste, you know, the light in me sees and recognizes the light in you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Which is really hard if you have ambitions for being somewhere on time and you're behind somebody slow. Somebody told me once, well, there wasn't a problem till you got there. So I try to think of the car that's going in front of me or driving in front of me that's too slow. I think of them as my pacer car. And in Arkansas, or Northwest Arkansas, as the case may be, it's so much easier to work on lessons because we're not a big metropolitan, you know, fast-paced city. And it's real hard to do that in those cities. I admire anybody who can live in a big city and stay peaceful.
Right. No, but you live in Eureka Springs, and so the roads from Eureka to Fayetteville, two lanes, a lot of the way. Yes,
yeah. I actually live out on 10 acres mm-hmm. outside of town, where I can get away and be quiet, and nobody can hear me play, you know. And we have two horses and five dogs and have a lot of fun with the farm and all that. So that gets me back on track. And then I go to town, and I'm a much better ambassador for the day, you know.
For sure.
Eureka's quite the tourist town, and people come to have a good time. So anyway.
Right. And you've been in Eureka for some time.
Yeah. I moved there in 95. Actually, I moved from San Antonio to Rogers in 1990 because I had to get established. I knew I couldn't start out in Eureka. The irony is that when I finally got to Eureka, I was busier than I ever had been because it's such a condensed town. You know, a lot happens in that little town. So anyway, yeah, I moved there and things just boomed. I clicked with the Basin Park and Crescent Hotels, and I've been there. I just finished my 19th season there. With a little intermission, 3 years stay in Colorado, December or 2010 to 2013, and didn't like it. Appreciate Colorado, but it's not home. For some reason, this just has the right feel for me. So,
you do play a lot of covers, and you even record a lot of covers. Is it possible to have a favorite? Do you have a favorite? Do you have a favorite singer-songwriter that you enjoy playing their music more than others?
Oh, man. I like good songs, or how do I say? I like songs with dynamics and melodic quality versus quantity. So having a Neil Young's Harvest Moon in my repertoire just makes my day. But then at the same time, being able to play San Antonio Rose for somebody in the audience or a Patsy Cline, it makes their day. And that makes my day. So when you make your audience happy, you're happy because you're making their day. It's really about them. It's not you. So I got my set list from people requesting songs. And so that's how I see it. But originals, occasionally people will ask for them, but they're not as interested when they're eating hamburgers and drinking beer. They want to hear their favorites.
Well, right. And it's a little bit different because it's not a lot of the people, you know, a lot of the tourists, they don't necessarily know the name Catherine Reed.
Right.
Right. And so they've gone to the Basin Park balcony to eat. And
then you'll have these other kinds of clients that are, they've come back for their sixth season to celebrate their anniversary, and, oh, thank God you're here. We missed you last year, or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually on the menu. Steve Martin says, I'm somebody. They took a picture of some stuff, you know, when they were creating the menu, and I got on there. And so that's sort of a cool thing for me because I'm part of that whole thing, that experience that they have. They come out, they look at the town while they're having lunch, they listen to me play. And we have a multitude of musicians that are wonderful up there. I'm not the only one. So anyway, it's a full service town, that's for sure.
What do you bring to, it's a lot of familiar songs, you know, I Get By With Little Help From My Friends, a lot of familiar songs. What do you, what would you say your personal style is? What do you bring to those songs?
I try to bring clarity, like a good clean sound to it. I try to bring it as crisp and expressive as I can. I'm always learning the song. Every time I play the song, I'm approaching it new, trying to do it again. And most musicians will tell you, you know, that's exactly what they're doing, is they're trying to get in that groove, and they're finding the groove, you know. There's a pocket for each style of musician to do a song. So this particular interpretation is mine, the best way I think I can do it, you know. And then as long as it's got a good beat. And that's the other thing about playing solo, is you want to mix it up. You don't want to play soft and slow all the time. You want to try to work your beats so that people are refreshed, you know. I'll give you an example. I played in a venue just to play original music. I booked it for that purpose so I could go and just enjoy myself. The second song, somebody came up and said, "Oh, do you know any Peter, Paul, and Mary?" And they really, you could tell they really wanted it. And so I did, and it made them so happy. And then somebody else said, "Oh, do you know La La La?" And before you knew it, I was back to it. So why fight it? My particular style works good as a vocalist doing the interpretation of that cover tune, mm-hmm. you know. And I'm lucky if I get to play some originals, you know, but it's not a passion with me. It's more of a passion with me to make my audience enjoy themselves, or create an environment that they can enjoy themselves. Mm. So, and the balcony is a background music kind of thing. It's a real strange experience to be in a concert setting where they're all listening to you.
And looking at you.
Why aren't you chewing on something?
Did you play? So you moved to Colorado for a few years. Did you play in Colorado?
Yeah. Yeah. I worked at some wineries and played some. I immediately went out and volunteered everywhere I could, you know, playing gigs for good organizations, because then you get to know people and you network and stuff like that. But the venues were very, very saturated, and a whole different market in Denver. And I lived up in the foothills above Denver in these sleepy little bedroom communities. So I was a little lonesome. Because of Eureka being such a condensed, friendly, you know, you knew everybody kind of deal. Plus, the venues were scattered across a wide range of area.
Just on one street, like
right,
in.
Yeah. Right, you know, miles, an hour to your gig, an hour and a half to your gig, you know, kind of deal. So it didn't work for me.
So you came back to where your friends are. Yeah.
And that was it. Facebook ruined mm-hmm. me, because I saw what I was missing. And I missed all those people. I missed White Street Walk. I missed the whole culture of Eureka year-round, because it has an opportunity for fun every weekend, you know. And everybody is so creative. I remember when I first moved to Eureka from Rogers. And this isn't dissing Rogers, but I was unique in Rogers at the time. Being a musician was not as normal in Rogers as it was Eureka. When I got to Eureka Springs, there were lots of musicians, lots of artists, and they were all working their craft. You felt like you were at an art school, you know, or at a music school, where you could just be around your peers. And it's amazing. The difference, the feeling.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, get by with a little help from my friends. Get high with a little help from my friends.
friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. What do I do when my love is away? Does it worry you to be alone? How do I feel by the end of the day? Are you sad because you're on your own? No, get by with a little help from my friends. Get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. Do you need anybody? I just need some to love. Could it be anybody? I just want some to love. Would you believe in love at first sight? Yes, I'm certain. It happens all the time. What do you see when you turn out the lights? I can't tell you, but I know it's mine. No, get by with a little help from my friends. Get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. Do you need anybody? I just need someone to love. Could it be? Just want some to love. Oh, get by with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. Get high with a little help. I get by with a little help from my friends.
Catherine Reed will play on the balcony of the Basin Park Hotel tomorrow at 5 and again Sunday at noon as part of the Ozark Mountain Music Festival. To keep up with her and her upcoming album, visit CatherineReed.com. For more on this weekend's festival, which includes music from other bands, including shows tonight, visit OzarkMountainMusicFestival.com.